It's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And now, live from Leeds, it's the Chris Moyles Christmas. Sorry.
Oh, put some life into it, you miserable twat.
It's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And now, live from Leeds, it's the Chris Moyles Christmas Dump. Welcome your host for today's festivities, the larger than life, larger than most, mine's a pint of larger please barman, the one, the only, Mr. Chris Moyles.
Hello. Hello, good morning. Thank you to Damone and Merry Christmas everybody. We're live in Leeds today.
Wow.
Hey. And there's no one here. All that is on tape. Mm. So we're live in a bar called The Wardrobe, which is just near the West Yorkshire Playhouse.
And it's very nice.
It's very, very nice. And we're in the window. And we have a beautiful view of the car park.
Yeah.
And we're on here until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we've got some very special guests. Some that you may have heard of. And others that you may not have heard of. But which one will be the best?
Find out later.
Exactly. And we've got some of our winners from last week. Hello, winners.
Both of them.
We've got a lot of hangers-on. Hello, hangers-on.
Hey!
More hangers-on than winners.
It's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've got lots of my family here. My mum's not here. Do you know where my mum is? She's getting her hair done.
I thought she was ironing your shirts.
No, I think Dad did that, actually. But my mum's getting her hair done for a radio show.
Right.
So that's the kind of woman that my mum is. So she's listening in the hairdresser's. Good morning, Mum. And I look forward to seeing you later. Right, who else is here? We've got my mate Mick. Hello, Mick.
Oh!
Oh, dear.
He's ready.
Yeah. And we got to bed about 2:30 this morning. Not together, you
no,
understand?
No, separately. Different rooms and everything.
Yeah, of course. And my brother, right?
Yeah.
Was staying at my friend Sasha's house.
Sensible Sash.
Yeah. And they left our bar about 2:30. Went back and carried on drinking. And I know for a fact that my brother told my mum that he got to bed at 4:00.
That's not strictly true, though, is it?
It's a complete lie. Mm. What time did he get to bed, mate?
5:30.
Half? You liar! Was it 5:30?
Maybe 6:00.
Maybe 6:00. So that's the kind of show it's going to be today, then. So are we all ready?
Yay!
Let's rock. What's up with you?
Hey.
What's up with you?
Just wait until everyone stops talking.
Okay, pipe down, people, please.
Well, that told them. Pipe down, people, please. They're going to take notice of you. Morning, everyone. Hi, Destiny's Child and Black Legend, and we're live in Leeds.
Hooray!
And we're here until 1 o'clock this afternoon, and it's so good to see all the listeners mingling with our guests. Oh, that's right. They haven't turned up, have they? Angela Griffin's late. She's not here.
Is she due here at 10?
Yeah, apparently so.
Okay.
Richard Whiteley later, because he's a star and he didn't want to hang out with this riffraff.
The ordinary people.
Which you can understand. Morning. Oh, thank you very much. Who's he?
I don't know, but he's just bought you a present.
I like him.
Yeah.
And he wants me to say hello to all at Batley Grammar School from Jimbo Dwyer. That's his name.
Jimbo Dwyer?
Yeah. It's almost like Jingle Bells,
right,
isn't it? Jimbo Dwyer, Jimbo Dwyer. Maybe not.
Riding through the glen.
And also Jules as well, who's his boy that he brought today.
Hello, Jules.
Hello. Batley Grammar School. It's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? You've got the grammar school.
And you've got your Batley.
And it's Batley. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just me, then. So there's lots of nice, kind of tired-looking people here. Morning, mate. You were the first one I noticed. You? No, don't look behind you. No, you were there.
You in the red T-shirt,
morning,
mate. Yeah,
yay.
In the lumberjack shirt.
That's a lovely shirt, mate. Is it Boxing Day already? That's very nice. And move around the bar. Morning, sir.
Morning.
Are you all right? Surely shouldn't you be stocking on the Slayer with presents and everything? Okay, all right then. Where are you from?
Manchester.
Oh, dear. He's a brave man, isn't he? All right, what's your name?
Simon,
thank you for coming. Are you enjoying it so far?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah.
You're not going to mess with him, though, are you?
No. He's a big lad, isn't he?
Yeah. Simon, if he gets a bit busy in here later on, just breathe in.
You've got that.
I love taking the mickey out of fat people when I'm fat. I really like that. Because I feel thin for a few seconds.
You don't look thin, though.
Cheers. And we've got a very special guest taking photographs today. If you look behind you, Dave, it's Moby. Morning, Moby.
Is he a trained journalist?
What, with a camera?
Yeah.
I would say he's probably more of a photographer.
I would have said that too.
Yeah. Why journalist?
I don't know. Move on.
Hang on. Are you a trained journalist, Moby?
I don't
know. Kind of
more
trained in photography? Doesn't matter. And who else is here?
A whole selection of smiley faces.
You know, I don't want to be offensive, but there's a lot of ugly people in here today.
Mm.
And there's some nice looking people. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have a good mixture. You know what I mean?
Everybody's welcome at our party. Yeah.
We stayed last night in a hotel, and there was obviously Christmas parties going on. And you know that record, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I don't know who let the dogs out, but they were all in our hotel last night.
Yeah, who let the dogs into reception?
Mutton dressed as mutton at the highest order. And the thing is, you know, Leeds girls, when they go out, they really know how to dress, right? Badly.
Mm.
And what fat girls in Leeds don't realise is that kind of lycra tops and short skirts...
And not overly flattering.
Not really. No, you know, and there's nothing sexier than a drunk Leeds lass with flab hanging out.
Mm.
We've all seen it. Some of us have slept with it. All right, Mick?
What do you mean, it?
As well. Sorry. Well, they're not human, are they?
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're kind of strange-looking things.
Mm.
But it was nice. And last night, when we pulled up outside the hotel, there were two guys holding each other up. And they were both...
They both had enough,
drunk.
Didn't they?
Yeah. And they were trying to get cabs. He couldn't walk, but he thought a taxi guy might take him home.
Yeah. Right?
He's got no chance. So then we went in, checked into our room, came out, and I swear to God, there was a man dressed head to toe in a full Spider-Man outfit.
Okay.
And he was drunk on his mobile phone.
Right.
And people were going by going, Spider-Man! And he's like, yeah. And obviously these two guys go by about 10 minutes later and he's had enough. And I think he basically said to them, like that.
Mm.
And this guy got really ratty. And Spider-Man came very close last night to getting a kick in Leeds. It's not the thing you see every Christmas, is it? But it was an interesting sight, I must admit. Anyway, so hopefully you're going to have a bit of a laugh this morning. And that woman, I think it's Sophie, who wrote about us in the Hot Tickets in the Evening Standard magazine, who says that I'm not funny, but the show might be worth listening to.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening, love.
Merry Christmas.
And you look like crap. Do you think every year Andrew Ridgeley, right, hears this record on the radio and just drops to his knees and starts sobbing?
I think he probably says ka-ching every time he hears this. He made a lot of money.
Well, he was a very talented man, Andrew Ridgeley.
Oh, he held it all together, I believe.
George Michael would mean nothing without Andrew Ridgeley.
Absolutely.
The way he used to hold that guitar, you know.
Look at the way George Michael's career has folded since he left Andrew Ridgeley.
Yeah, and Andrew Ridgeley's gone on to become a very famous...
racing driver.
Something like that, yeah. Mm. Right, anyway, morning. That was a really bad Chris Tarrant impression.
It was crap.
We're in Leeds. What?
It was rubbish.
Thanks. We are in Leeds. Hooray! And the attention has been shifted from me to a big thing in the middle of the bar. The bar, in fact. And everyone's ordering soft drinks and coffees.
Right.
Yeah. There's a very sensible crowd in Leeds. I'd like everybody, please, to show your appreciation for the lovely Rachel, who works on our show, everybody. Come and sit down, Rach. Later on, we're going to do a competition called Who's in the Doghouse, which we do every Saturday morning. So if there's anybody here who's in trouble at home with the other half and you are in the doghouse, just kind of let us know in the next kind of 10 minutes or so. Let Rachel know. Rachel will now explain exactly what Who's in the Doghouse, you know, is, what it is. Go on, Rach.
Okay, basically, if you went out last night and annoyed your other half...
Yeah.
And you've got a, and they're not talking to you, then we want to know.
I mean, it doesn't have to be your other half. It could be you could have gone out with friends.
Or your parents.
Yeah, and you didn't have to, you know, you could have just done something stupid. Couldn't you, Rach?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like you last night.
I didn't do anything stupid last night.
Okay, well, let's play this piece of music and see if it means anything to you. Because Rachel went out last night and we all went for something to eat and she got a little bit tipsy.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
You had 4 bottles of wine! And Rachel, on the way back in the taxi, suddenly throws a wobbler and goes, I've lost all my credit cards! I've lost my credit cards! At which point she urged the producer to ring the bar where we were and go, we've lost the credit cards, we've lost credit cards. At which point the guy in charge of the bar told all the bar staff, right, to look out for cards with your name on and then warned all the bar staff just in case anybody had nicked it. Then you got back to your hotel and went in your room and what, Rachel?
They suddenly appeared on the side.
You'd never taken your cards out in the first place, had you? So not only
I'm
had
sure
you...
I did.
What?
I'm sure they were in my bag.
You were... You could see 8 versions of Dave floating around no matter what you'd had.
Drunk.
You were drinking champagne on the plane up from London.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning.
During the entire show yesterday, you were drinking wine with Pat, one of the bosses.
No, champagne and then beer.
Right, okay. Anyway, do you know what? You can't tell you went out drinking last night. You look so good for it. See you later. Right, so we'll do that later, right?
Yeah.
Who's in the Doghouse? And we've got girls going to football, which will be fun.
Top feature.
Yeah. Is anybody going to the game today?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Me.
Hiya, Dad. And Angela Griffin's arrived, everybody. Hey! Time to call this Griffin. 20 minutes late, that's what I call it. I can't hear you. Talk to the hand! Anyway, your friend Lisa says Merry Christmas. I know she's getting on the plane. She rang me at 10 o'clock. You know, bearing in mind that we start the radio show at 10. Silly cow. Mind you, you know, she has posed in a bra and knickers from, you know, FHM magazine.
It's on the front page of Sun today.
Who is?
Faulkner.
Doing what? I wasn't invited to Madonna's wedding.
Oh, there, look. For some reason, because of, you know, the big story today is, of course, you know, Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
So they've got a picture of Lisa Faulkner on the front page.
And what's the story? Read it into the mic, love. You're not doing telly now, you know. There's no booms here. Never believe she used to be a hairdresser. Look at the state of that hair.
I'm taking it out. I've got half my own hair and half of my plaits. Holby City Beauty Lisa Faulkner says it could be fun in a real hospital. There are loads of rooms for secret liaisons, grinned Lisa. Lisa posed for FHM 2001 calendar. That's the story.
Well, there you go.
Stunning exclusive.
That's it. That's a cracker,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's all it is. Doesn't she look lovely?
Very lovely.
Yeah, but in real life, she's quite ropey. No, she brushes up well, do you know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't kick her out of bed on the Monday morning, but you know what she's like for, you know, first thing.
Oh. Leave her alone, she's lovely.
All right, OK. Well, nice to see you, Angela, and thanks for making half an effort. Yeah, go and get a drink. Angela Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. Who's wearing, and I've just noticed, a red G-string. Pull the pants up. No, it's nice. It's very nice. Didn't know they do in that size.
I didn't know. Or that colour.
I'm joking! I don't wear G-strings. I go commando. But not today. All right, so we're here until 1 o'clock. Richard Whiteley will be here later on today.
I was clapping.
Thanks, mate. Richard Whiteley will be here later. See, now you're just patronising him. And we'll talk to him later on. I think he's here after 11 sometime.
After 11, something like that, yeah.
We're going to have some a bit of a sing-song later on. We'll talk to Angela. And we'll play Spiller next.
One station. One full on New Year's Eve on Radio One.
This is Judge Jules with kicking off the proceedings at 7 live from Gatecrasher at the Odyssey Arena in Belfast.
This is Trevor Nelson. I'll be live from the Ministry of Sound in London for Radio One's R&B New Year's Eve party. Kick it off at 10.
Into 2001.
This is Dave Pearce once again taking over George Square in Glasgow with David Morales and Amanda Paul Masterson mixing up through midnight and in. To 2001.
One night. Hello, everyone. This is David Morales, getting ready for New Year's Eve on Radio 1.
This is Spoonie from the Dream Team, and we're going to be live from 1 a.m. at the Ministry of Sound, direct from the Dome in London.
One love, one station, one full on New Year's Eve on Radio 1. Radio 1. 1 year. One love. Music first.
Spiller at Radio 1, and if this ain't love, for Groove Jet, wherever it's called, it's got like 3 tiles.
Groove Jet, Spiller, that's it.
Go on, what?
I'm just looking at your cake.
This woman's just walked into the bar. We're doing a show live like, from the Wardrobe in Leeds, by the way, so if anyone's listening around the Leeds area and you want to come down, then it's the Wardrobe in Leeds. However, we'll only let you in if you have presents or you're fit. So, that's narrowing
fit
it down.
Fit birds with cakes, then.
Yeah, basically. Mm. You could have said something else then, but luckily you didn't. Anyway, so this woman's just come along, because Leeds Market is right behind us.
Right.
And she's called Joanne, and she works for Smith's Frozen Foods. And she just ran all the way, and she's brought me a Sarah Lee double chocolate gâteau.
That looks lovely.
Which is a really nice idea, but bearing in mind it's from Smith's Frozen Foods, that'll probably thaw out for about tea time.
Radio One.
Anyway, Wu-Tang Clan coming up next after news with Lindley. It's 10:30.
It's confirmed Madonna and Guy have tied the knot.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Madonna and Guy Ritchie did get married at Skibo Castle in the Scottish Highlands last night. It's finally been confirmed by the minister who carried out the wedding, Susan Brown. BBC's Carol Jones is there. She says they had to wait for 12 hours to find out.
We were waiting for fireworks last night, which we would have taken as confirmation that the couple had got married. That didn't happen, but now we know, at last.
Virgin have cancelled 19 trains running between London and the West Midlands. They were due to run between Euston and Birmingham and Euston and Wolverhampton. The company says there'll still be spaces on the remaining services. The World Health Organization's issued a warning that BSE may have spread beyond Europe. It says infected animal feet could be on sale worldwide. An 11-year-old girl's had surgery for serious bite marks on her face after being attacked by a dog. Police say it happened as she was walking at Methil in Fife. Liverpool and Arsenal meet this morning in an early Premiership kickoff. Leaders Man United play Ipswich this afternoon at Old Trafford. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 11:30.
I wasn't listening. Did you mention Leeds then?
I didn't actually, no.
Can you mention Leeds, please? Bearing in mind we're in a bar in Leeds full of people from Leeds.
Leeds.
No.
The football, you
don't
idiot.
Don't just say the word, you slaphead.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
But you are a slaphead, no, literally.
Well, that's true. It's just not very nice.
You're bored?
Yeah, well, yes.
But you choose to be bored, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do, kind of, yeah.
Well, then there you go. You shouldn't take offence.
So what's happening with Leeds then, Chris?
Leeds are playing...
I've seen what's happening with Leeds today.
Leeds are playing...
Villa.
That really poor team. Villa.
This afternoon?
Yes.
And in the Premiership this afternoon, Leeds are playing Villa this afternoon. This afternoon.
I'm really pleased I picked up on that now. See you later, Lindley. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Right, if you're a girl and you're going to a football match today, then call us up for Girls Go to Football. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. What?
Nothing.
For Girls Go to Football. That number again from Dave.
08700 100 100.
You need to be a proper fan.
And not a man. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angela Griffin is here. Hey, up, cheeky.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm all right. You?
Yeah. You're looking all right today.
Oh, you didn't say that earlier on.
No, I'm only joking. I was quite pleased I got to a little glimpse of your G-string, yeah?
I know, I've had to tuck it in while I'm sat here, otherwise everyone in the bar can see it.
Well, you know, there's a lot to tuck it in too, isn't there? So, anyway, I'm joking.
People like that. People like a big bum.
I know, yeah, but women don't ever believe that.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I like my bum.
Men, all right, all the blokes in the bar, do you like a big bum on a woman?
Yes!
Right, okay, see, I do.
Grab onto it. when you walk down the street.
Is that an invitation? So if any man sees you walking down the street, I'd take that back if I were you.
I'd take it back.
Okay, all right. So where were you born?
Here.
In the bar?
In the bar. No, I was born in St James's. No, I wasn't. The LGI.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
No. She's a good Leeds lass, Dave.
I know that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I live on Ellen Road, and I won't be able to get home because everyone will be going to a match.
We'll give you a lift.
Will you?
Yeah.
They could just take me to a match.
Could do. I'll think about it. I'll have a mate with my mate, David.
Have we got any spare tickets?
I'll see what I can do. That's something.
Oh, come on, let me go.
Do you want to go to the game?
I'd absolutely love to go to the game. I've never, ever been to see Leeds play. I've heard them.
I know, but I'm not being funny, but you're a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you saying? Leeds fans aren't very nice to girls. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. Right.
Well,
no,
what difference does it make?
But I don't want you going, if you go to the game, I don't want you standing there going, who's he? He's got lovely legs.
Excuse me, I know exactly who they all are.
She knows more than you do.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to wind her up.
All right.
All right. Should we give Andrew a ticket for the Leeds game?
No!
Yay! Who else would like a ticket for the Leeds game?
Yeah.
One person?
What a following they have.
Hang on, do we have any Leeds fans in here at all?
Yeah!
Do we have any Man U fans in?
Yeah!
Do really?
No!
Security!
Eject that man.
Dave, it was a girl.
I didn't see.
Did you not
I can't see. Well, I can't see from here. I got my back to them.
All right, so how's Holby City?
It's all right, we've just broken up. Got our school holidays now.
Aww.
2 weeks.
Since starting Holby City, Angela's character has got engaged, broken it off, got pregnant, been stabbed, decided to have an abortion, and suffered a miscarriage.
Yeah?
You've been a busy lass, haven't you?
I know. I haven't done anything this year, though.
Haven't you?
That was all, like, in the first series. This year, I just wander around going, are you all right? Are you all right?
That's the odd episode where you're just misconcerned, aren't you, about people.
It's a bit of a long word for me. What does misconcern mean?
You're, as in little miss... concerned.
All right, okay.
Not misconcerned. I don't think misconcerned is actually a word.
I was being clever then, because I didn't understand it.
Well, yeah, I was stupid for not knowing it wasn't a word. I don't know. How's your love life?
Boring.
Really?
Really, 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 really boring.
I thought you were all happy in that department.
No, oh, no, that was all over it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you dump him or did he dump you?
Do you know what? We still haven't even resolved it.
Really?
It just, like, the phone calls kind of stopped and then we went on a break. And we're still on a break, but we've been on a break for about 5 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's...
Are you looking for somebody else?
No, I can't be bothered now. If anyone wants to come, they can come, but I'm not going out looking anymore.
That's going to say to speak, yeah. Making all the cue, fellas.
You're really good this morning, aren't you? You're crap without a script, aren't you, love?
I'm an actress, of course I'm crap.
Jesus. So, if he's listening now, your ex, is there anything you'd like to say to him?
No, absolutely nothing.
Is there anything that he's got of yours that you want back?
Yes, he's got some underwear of mine and
he's
got a denim dress.
He's got a denim dress?
He's got my denim dress and my undies.
I can now, you look fine, your makeup's fine, will you all right? Come on, mate, will you come on? That's you talking to him, obviously. So did he wear your underwear?
No, he didn't wear my underwear, I just left it there one night. And then just, I've never got it back.
Wow. That's quite scary, isn't it?
It is, because he gave me loads of other stuff back, and that's the only stuff he kept.
Maybe he likes to parade around in it.
Mm. Puts them on his head.
Too small for him.
I don't want to know about that. God, I don't want an image of that. Well, maybe we'll find you a nice Leeds lad, innit? Well, actually, take that back. Actually, I don't think we will.
Hang on, let me have a look.
Have a look. She's looking.
She's still looking.
Yeah.
The fella there's waving at you.
Do you know what? There are some nice Leeds lads. I'll have
a little
wander
later.
There is.
Where?
Don't worry, I'll find him later.
Where? No, let's find you one now.
No!
Come on.
Oh, please don't do this.
He's like Radio 1's Cilla Black.
What about Simon there behind you? He's a hunk of burning love.
Is that not his girlfriend sat next to him?
Yeah, but, you know, share a light, didn't you, mate? Hey, it's the millennium.
I want tall, dark... quite stocky.
How are you doing?
How about Kieran?
What about my brother? No, I don't think so. Yeah, she said tall, you know, dark and stocky. You know, not specky and ugly. I'm only joking. Ah, kid, I'm only joking. What about that fella there behind, right behind you in the denim jacket with the spiky hair? There.
What, the one that sat really near his girlfriend as well? Is anyone here without a girlfriend?
Yeah. No, Mick. Yeah.
See how quick that hand went up.
That's the thing about pulling nowadays. Girlfriends stand really far away from the boyfriend. So you go up and give them the eye and then the girlfriend swoops in.
I don't go up and give blokes the eye.
I've seen you go up and give blokes the eye.
What about the guy with the goatee there? With the goatee, he's quite tall. No.
He's got dark hair.
Yeah. It's not stocky as such, but, you know.
Let me go and have a wander later. Please don't do this to me.
Oh, do you want to stop?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm quite enjoying it, actually.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah. Angela Griffin, ladies and gentlemen.
I put his microphone in my mouth.
What?
Won't be short of a date now.
Angela Griffin can put the microphone in her mouth, okay? What we'll do now is we'll literally put all the blokes' names in a hat, right? And then at the end of the show, you know, we'll have a sound check, if you want. I've just found an old article from The Mirror from September about you, and the headline is, I never fail to pull when I wear my special pants. Gorgeous Hobby City star Angela Griffin has revealed her steamiest seduction secrets in a raunchy interview. The Dusky Beauty claims she has...
I'm a caramel cutie, not the Dusky Beauty.
I'm sorry. Claims that she has lucky knickers, which guarantee bedtime success, and she reckons no man can resist her when she oozes sex appeal.
Can you tell? That's word for word what I said in the interview.
Well, she must have oozed all the sex appeal out before she came here this morning.
I've changed my lucky pants now. I've got red ones.
Oh, no, you got money. You got your G-string around. You look pretty good.
Matching bra.
Really? Yeah. You can get a job on G-String Divas. Which is obviously only I watch. Mind you, looking around, I don't believe that somehow. All right, what should I play now? Should we play Christmas Record?
Yeah.
All right. See you in a bit, Angela.
Hi.
What's wrong?
Is this Christmas Record or is it?
It's Loosely, Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah, right. Really Christmassy.
Ooh, ho, ho, ho. It's called Walk This Sleigh and it's about Christmas. How much
it's
more do
Robbie
you want?
Robbie Williams, you need ones from years ago.
We've got them coming up.
Well, hurry up.
Jesus. Robbie Williams on Radio 1.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And Walk This Sleigh.
What's this like in the Christmas Records?
Thank you. And now it's time for our top feature.
Who's in the doghouse?
Oh, dear.
Who's in the doghouse?
Right, you ready then?
Yep.
All right. So we have two contestants for Who's in the Doghouse. Number one, by the way, is Mick. Hello, Mick.
All right, Chris.
Say hello to Mick, everybody. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Later on, by the way, Mick is going to be singing for us, and he's a genius.
And thank you very much, Chris.
I'm the best karaoke man in the world. Seriously, I tell you, if you'd have been on Stars and Eyes, that fat huffer who did opera crap, she would never have won. You'd have won.
You're so kind.
I know I am. Well, you might have come second. Anyway, so who's in the doghouse then?
That Huey.
And Huey is?
Huey's my lodger.
Right, your lodger.
Yeah.
Hello, Huey. All right, why is he in the doghouse?
Well, I were under orders last night from your mum.
Right.
Right. To get to bed early.
Because you're both singing today on the show.
Yeah, we're both singing today on the show.
Right.
So I went to the pub early and came back early. He stayed in the pub and came back with a guest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't Angela Griffin, was it?
No, it wasn't.
She's our guest.
Right. It's a regular guest that we've had at that house. All my lodgers have had the same guest before.
Okay.
Popular girl.
I don't think Karen did.
That's my brother.
Well, I don't know. He might have done.
Good luck, Karen. I knew you were bad at pulling, but God, by the sounds of it, you know what I mean? You couldn't fail with this one.
But they were doing the Fairy Tale of New York till about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. So I was fuming this morning, Chris. I could have killed him.
Really?
Yeah. So I've had to forgive him because I need him for the backing vocals today.
Can I just say, by the way, when he says they were doing the Fairy Tale of New York till 3 o'clock in the morning, he really means they were singing Fairy Tale of New York.
Not the ibbity jibbity or anything.
It's not. You know what I mean? Not that I do it like that. At all. Morning, love. Right, okay, so Huey, mate, you're in the doghouse.
Yeah. He's well in the doghouse. I've suspended hostilities for this show.
Okay, all right then. You know, they're the two biggest words you've ever said in your life, mate. In the same
show.
Sentence.
Right? Show?
No, it's live.
Oh.
Right. All right, well, thank you very much, Huey. Don't worry about it, mate. You'll be all right. And to be quite honest, I think maybe, you know, Mick is right. You didn't make a mistake. Because if you were doing the fairy tale of New York till 3 a.m, you don't really have much of a smile on your face. You know what I mean? So. All right, so thank you, Mick. And contestant number two is Ian. Morning, Ian.
Morning. How's it hanging?
It's hanging very well, thank you very much. Now, for those at home who can't see, Ian is quite... it looks kind of like a man who keeps himself in trim. So he's going to win anything he wants.
Because you're scared of him.
Yeah, he looks like he could...
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he looks like he could knock the crap out of you, Dave.
Right.
Yeah.
He must be big,
then.
This
is that the crap knocked out of him, anyway. Especially this time of the morning.
I like him already.
I like him even
You've got
more.
To stare at him.
Hey? Eh?
You've got to stare at him.
No, I know, but I get paid a lot of money.
but he stares back longingly.
Hey, all right, then. Let me start my music again. Hang on.
Who's in the doghouse?
Because it's only 3 minutes long, you know.
Who's in the doghouse?
So who's in the doghouse, Ian?
Me and Spider-Man.
The fella from outside our hotel last night.
Last night.
was he really?
No, I lied.
Oh, okay.
Now I feel stupid.
All right, so who's in the doghouse?
Oh, me. I'm seriously the bad boy.
Why?
I was supposed to go out yesterday afternoon about 2:30 for a couple of beers and a little bit of Christmas shopping.
Right, I can understand that, yeah.
Did my best to get to a phone, couldn't find any change. All I had was £10 notes, fivers.
Well, okay. You know, the only way you could get change is by buying another beer, of course.
Buying another beer, yeah.
Right, so you went out 2:30.
Yeah, and 3:30 came, went. 5:30 came, went. 7:30, 9:00. Got to about 3:00 this morning. I'm crawling out of Morley back to Leeds. Hoping and praying I wasn't going to get a kicking when I got in.
And you were going back to who?
My girlfriend, Rachel.
Right, so you went out 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
And got in at what time?
3:00.
3:00 this morning?
This morning, yeah. And having
a
go.
Bad.
With no shopping done.
Okay, yeah, all right, so you walked in this morning and she said what? If you can repeat that on the air.
You can't really.
No, okay. No.
That's it.
So, do you have, you know, you look, no offence, but you look like the kind of man who might do this regularly. Do you have a way of kind of talking around or?
No, well, you've got to be careful because the old sex life could have been stopped there and then, you see. When you're asleep and somebody grabs your orchestral stalls.
Like Bobbit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was extreme, but yeah. It's a bit of a bugger.
You putting ideas into her head, mate. She'll be sharpening them knives like there's no tomorrow. So where is she now?
She's working at Cutting Rooms in Chapel Allen, I think it is.
Will she be listening?
Probably.
Do you want to say anything to her?
Sorry.
Well, you know...
It was a heartfelt apology.
You know, he did his best, yeah. You know what I mean? And he said sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, granted, he was out till 3 a.m, but he said sorry.
Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and you had lots of it, by the sound of it. There's a drought in Leeds City Centre now.
Oh, especially at this time of the morning. Jesus, what makes you get up this early?
Money, I told you, yeah. And Angela Griffin in a G-string, though.
Ah, but she's got a big bum.
No, that's... You're kind of like Mr. Charm today, aren't you?
Mr. Knackered.
Hey, I tell you what, some lucky girl's got him. Yeah. You know, all the women in the bar going, God, I
missed out
him.
On that one.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ian. And no and what's your missus' name?
Rachel.
Rachel.
She's not my missus, it's girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Well, I don't think she ever will be your missus now, mate, actually. Mind you, you don't look too upset about that either.
I'm keeping quiet.
Ian and Mick, ladies and gentlemen.
Award-winning feature.
I know.
Radio 1. One love. One station. One full-on season. Radio 1. Dance anthems. On Radio 1.
This is Dave Pearce counting down the top 50 dance anthems of the year.
Dance anthems. Top 50.
Big tunes from...
Dance anthems. Top 50.
Massive anthems from...
That's not me.
Top 50 dance anthems on Radio 1.
But what will be the biggest anthem of 2000? Lady, hear me tonight. Find out on Christmas Eve from 7, right after the Christmas number 1.
Dance anthems, top 50. Top 50 on Radio 1.
All right, if you're a girl and you're going to a football match, you need to phone for Girls Go to Football right now.
08700 100 100 is the number to call.
You need to be a proper fan.
And not a man.
Thank you very much. 08700 100 100, Girls Go to Football, call now.
That's what I'm saying. Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
Good, that.
Yeah. It's great, David.
One of the finest cover versions ever.
Isn't it?
You know, sometimes people cover a record and they don't do a good job, but it's not one of them.
Well, you know, you've got your five. They're a top quality group. And, of course, such a very, nice bunch of lads.
Absolutely. Ain't got no manners to eat with the fingers.
Well, that's right. That's right. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity whack and all that, of course. And I just like to say Merry Christmas to all the boys in five. You know, Jay's always had a bit of a problem with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Christmas. It's the season of goodwill.
And forgiveness.
Yeah, and just in case Jay's listening, because he's had a hard time recently. He was, involved in that little, scuffle.
Fracas.
Yeah, God bless him. So I'd just like to say, in case Jay is listening, that Merry Christmas, mate, and I really hope you have a really good Christmas. And, you know, let's go for a beer in the new year and make up. There you go.
Big up yourself.
We'll go to Dublin on the Lash with Westlife. I feel a bit sorry for Richie, actually.
Why?
Because apparently the rumour is he's back with Billy, right?
Mm.
And I was saying this the other day, right, normally, right, you know, blokes get a bit jealous, right? You know, you've got a girlfriend and you know that you're all right, but, you know, other blokes kind of, you know, try and steam in and it's a bit... Now, you know, I've had blokes, you know, kind of I thought they may have been trying to steam in before, but I've never had one buy any of my girlfriend's £110,000 Ferrari. Do you know what I mean?
That's proper steaming in, though, that, isn't it?
But, you know, Chris Evans bought Billy a Ferrari, and Billy just went, oh, thank you very much, I can't drive, and you're ginger, so...
It's a thought that counts, though, always think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he should have taken a leaf from your book, instead of, you know, if he wants to pull the birds, forget a Ferrari, just, you know... Bacardi Breezes, in your case, always seems to
do
the
trick. And a Ford Capri. It's the way forward.
Exactly, yeah. People still think that's a joke, that you tell everybody what car you drive.
Ford Capri.
There you go. What year?
1986.
There you go. It's a classic, I believe. Yes. Yeah. Excuse me. Well, it's just after 11 o'clock and the bar has officially been opened. Yay! Who will be the first to get drunk?
Well, you started already, I noticed.
My cousin bought me a lovely pint. Thank you very much. All right. And I'm looking around the room and I'm thinking, who's going to go first? There's Guinness being downed already, which I'm very impressed by. It's such an early hour of the day. There's lots of white wines for the ladies, which is very sophisticated. There's a few women in the corner drinking Guinness. They've got tashes. Stay away from them, right? We'll work out who the first person is to get drunk, and depending on whether they're funny or not, we'll
put them on the air.
Well, I don't know about that. But we are live in Leeds today. We're in the Wardrobe, which is just around the corner from the market and from the West Yorkshire Playhouse. And we're having a right old knees up, and we're in the corner playing some records, and Angela Griffin's here. All right, Ange? Yeah. And arriving in this building sometime in the next, 15 minutes, will be Mr. Richard Whiteley!
A legend.
How do you think Richard's going to react to the crowd here today?
I think he will soak up the atmosphere and enjoy himself very much.
I think he'll be quite scared, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. But, you know, he's a local lad as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, and from what I believe about Mr. Whiteley, you know, he likes a little drink now and again.
I've not heard that, actually.
And, I think he'll enjoy himself. So if he's in the car on the way in and you're listening, Richard, we're looking forward to seeing you. And we can't wait to see Mr. Richard Whiteley, can we, ladies and gentlemen?
Hearty applause.
They'll cheer for anything, won't they? Does anybody want a bacon sandwich?
Peanuts at the bar. Stuff you there.
Maybe not for anything, though. You know what I mean? All right, it's almost quarter past 11. It's Saturday morning on Radio 1, and let's sing along. Slade and Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun.
And we are having fun.
I hope so. Are we having fun? You know, it's really good. There's a lot of people at the bar, right? And they've got drinks on their hand and they're just smoking and they're chatting with their mates. And every so often they go, are you having fun? And they're chatting away and they suddenly hear a little gap and they go, yay! And just go back to drinking again. That's all right, you know. It's not a free bar, right? If you're loud, then maybe later Dave will buy everybody a round of drinks.
Loud now, aren't they?
Well, for your sake, I'd say, though, that's not loud enough, mate. But it may be later, all right. And now it's time for...
Girls going too far... Let's do that again. You'll notice, actually, audience here, that when I put my hand up, right, that's my cue for Steve, the sound engineer, to put the echo on the machine.
He's drunk.
Right. Let's do that again.
It's time for...
Girls going to football.
Is that the best echo we can come up with?
That sounds awful.
You get better echo if you get a plastic cup. I'm talking it like that. Karaoke echo, apparently.
Okay.
It's time for...
Girls going to football.
That'll do, I suppose.
Yeah.
And Angela's going to join in for this as well, aren't you, Angela?
Yes.
Because Angela is going to the Leeds game this afternoon.
Am I really?
Yeah, you can go. It's, of course, the Leeds Rounders team. And we'll be going to Headingley later. It'll be great. Line one, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Joanne.
Hello, Joanne. Where are you from?
I'm from Barrow.
All right, okay. And which game are you going to today?
Bristol versus Barrow.
Oh, very nice. That sounds very... What's wrong, Dave?
Hey, I'm just trying to find it.
What league is that in, then?
The Unibomb Premier League.
Of course, yes.
It's one of the important ones, Dave.
Yeah.
It won't be in the paper. It's because everyone knows about it, you see. And who are you going to go to the game with?
I'm going with my friends. And that's Kieran, Stuart, Hilton and Reedy.
Oh, dear. Who's that one in the background?
That's Stuart.
Does Stuart drink a lot?
No, he doesn't need any drink.
Is Joanne? I've never met him, have I?
No.
Oh, but he's single, isn't he?
I am, yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I thought he might be somehow, yeah.
Is he stocky?
No.
I'm a big fat bastard.
All right, lovely very much.
There you go, Angela, one for you.
Oh, there's always one. Right, so who's your favourite player, Joanne?
It's Nicky Pedro.
Yay!
Okay, alright, Joanne, he's now getting very annoying.
I know he is.
Alright.
Sure,
yeah, that's right. Alright, all right, so what do you think the score's going to be, Joanne?
We're going to win 3-0.
3-0, alright, yes. Dave, you ready for a prediction?
Yes.
Here we go. Nice cough.
Bursko 1, Barrow 2.
There you go, and everybody is excited here about that. Thanks, then, love, and give your mate a kick in the balls from us. Oh, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
See what he started then. It was your fault. Line two, hello.
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 Are you all right?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Katrina, and we're the Ipswich branch going up to Manchester United today.
Katrina from Ipswich, and please tell me you're an Ipswich fan and not a Man United fan.
Of course I'm an Ipswich fan.
Hey. Okay, so there's a few of them,
There's a few of us, yeah. We're in a big convoy stuck on the N6 of Ipswich fans.
All right, lovely. That sounds beautiful for you.
Yeah, it's great fun.
All right, so who's your favourite player?
Marcus Stewart.
That's right.
My mate just shouted.
Yeah, it's good. Nice seeing that you need help at this time of the morning, love. So you're a big fan of Ipswich?
Pardon?
Are you a big Ipswich fan? Yeah.
Turn your radio off, love.
Katrina, you silly tart! Will you switch the radio off? Sorry. Switch it off, Katrina! Right,
hello?
That's better. Right. Okay, so what's the score going to be, Katrina?
2-1
Ipswich. 2-1 Ipswich, all right. Okay, let's find out if you're right with a prediction from Dave. Fade her out. Fade her out.
Manchester United 3, Ipswich Town 1.
Back up again. Oh! Sorry about that, Katrina. We would have given you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm afraid you're gobby and not very intelligent. Cut her off. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are the Wiki Sling. Goodbye. What?
I want to be on the Celebrity Wiki Sling.
You?
Yeah.
Give over, love. You get stuck on your name. Only joking. And finally, line three, hello. That's you. Yes, talk. If you're hanging on. Hello!
Hello!
God's sake. What's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie, where are you from, love?
I'm from Cumbria.
Hey!
I'm away on the motorway going watching Bolton Burnley.
You're going to watch Bolton and Burnley?
Yes, brilliant.
And are you a big fan of Bolton?
Oh, absolutely, all my life.
All your life,
hand huh? Hand on heart, biggest football fan ever you
are. Okay, good, right. You don't get out much, do you, love?
Christmas, Chris.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And
yeah.
To all your friends.
Do you know, I'm kind of half in two minds about just ditching the feature. You know what I mean?
It's not good, is it?
No. And she sounds unwell, do you know what I mean? Are you a big fan then, love?
Oh, big, major.
Dino. Yeah, I can't hear a word she's saying.
No.
Does anyone care about her?
No!
Who's your favourite player, Jackie?
Dino!
Yeah. Should we cut her off?
Yeah, she's quite scary, isn't she? Do you know, I think she should go out with that guy if in the background from line one, do you know what I mean? All right, cut her off. Right, I can't be bothered to talk to you, Jackie. No offence, love, but you're scaring me. All right, my darling. Yeah, bye. All right, so, Dave, give a prediction for Bolton and Burnley.
Burnley 0, Bolton Wanderers 1.
Angela?
Burnley 4, Bolton 1.
Okay.
Yeah, we're close on that thinking.
All right. Well, that was a fantastic edition of Girls Going to Football. I'm now going to go to the bar and order the strongest drink they have, which is probably a zombie, I'd imagine.
Right.
Quite impressive, that, isn't it?
So exciting, that. It was so exciting.
Cheers. Should we just chat this in and go get drunk at the bar?
Yeah.
No, we can't, because Richard Whiteley's on his way!
Yay! Baby David's first birthday.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, baby David.
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 Bye-bye, Debra, baby.
Christmas Day with the Royal Family on BBC One.
Incidentally, by the way, Ralph Little, who plays Anthony in the Royal Family, was going to come down today, but he can't because he's currently in Panto in Halifax. But he had to say hello to everybody, and he said if he wasn't doing Panto in Halifax, he would join us.
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
There you go. And hello to Catherine, who's going to the Leeds game today as well, by the way.
Who's Catherine?
James's girlfriend.
Right.
No, okay. Right, it's 25 past 11. This is Jennifer Lopez as we do the show live from Leeds. I know all the words to this one.
La-di-da-da-da.
This is just lazy, do you know what I mean?
There's no effort on the lyrics,
no,
is there?
Not at all.
Da-di-da, da-di-da.
9-1-1 have better lyrics than this. I'm just thinking, and I don't know whether anybody else will be interested, but I'm just thinking, you're not that familiar with the Leeds, are you?
What, as a place?
Yeah, and no, not what goes on here. But I'm just thinking about bringing some more guests down. And there's a place in Leeds called Deviate. And
right.
I'm just wondering if anybody who works there fancies popping in. I don't know. I mean, it's a... How can I describe it? It's a...